This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The World Bank appointed neutral expert has announced that it is competent to decide on the differences between India and Pakistan over two hydropower projects in Jammu and Kashmir under the Indus Water Treaty. The neutral expert has rejected Pakistan's plea to facilitate the establishment of a court of arbitration to consider its concerns about the designs of the two hydroelectric power projects. India has asked for the appointment of a neutral expert to consider concerns over the Kishan Ganga and Ratle hydroelectric projects. In a statement, the neutral expert said after careful consideration and analysis, he found that he should proceed to render a decision on the merits of the points of difference. Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, said that it has been India's consistent and principled position that the neutral expert alone has the competence under Indus Water Treaty to decide these differences pertaining to the Kishan Ganga and Ratle hydroelectric power plants in Jammu and Kashmir. Political parties have intensified their campaigning for Delhi Assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will interact with party's booth-level workers through the Namo app today afternoon under the Mera Booth Sabse Majboot program. Party MPs, MLAs, councillors, office bearers will attend the event along with booth-level workers. Senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will address a public meeting in Inderlok area of Sadar Bazar Assembly constituency today. On completing 10 years of the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao movement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the movement has become a transformative people-powered initiative and drawn participation from people across all walks of life. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it has been instrumental in overcoming gender biases and created the right environment to ensure that the girl child has access to education and opportunities to achieve her dreams. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today met Swiss Federal Railways delegation in Davos. During the meeting, they had a detailed discussion on safety technologies and maintenance practices. Earlier, Mr. Vaishnaw visited rail coach manufacturing plant of Stadler Rail in St. Margreson, Switzerland. A special cabinet meeting of the Uttar Pradesh government will be held at Prayagraj today. All 54 ministers of the Uttar Pradesh government have been invited to attend this meeting. At least 10 people were killed and 15 injured when a truck carrying them met with an accident in Karwar of Karnataka's Uttara Kannada district this morning. The victims were travelling to Kumata market from Savanur to sell vegetables. The injured were rushed to the nearest hospital, said the police. More information is awaited. In Maharashtra, 3 people were killed and 6 injured in a car accident near Takliban in Srirampur Taluka of Ahilyanagar district today morning. The injured have been shifted to Ahilyanagar for treatment. Police said the victims were returning to their native after attending a marriage when the mishap took place. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met his Quad counterparts at U.S. Department of State in Washington, D.C. last night. They include External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, Japan's Takeshi Iwaya, and Australia's Penny Wong. The Quad is a diplomatic partnership among India, Australia, Japan, and the United States committed to fostering an open, stable, and prosperous Indo-Pacific Pacific that is inclusive and resilient. Dr. Jaishankar attended the meeting with the Quad foreign ministers in Washington, D.C. Dr. Jaishankar also had a bilateral meeting with Marco Rubio. In the national capital, vehicle lovers from all over the country are reaching in large numbers to the Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025 at Bharat Mandapam to explore newly launched and advanced vehicles. Electronics and vintage cars are the center of attraction among visitors. Two-wheelers and three-wheelers like bike, scooty and delivery vehicles are also attracting people. Vehicles which will be launched soon have also been displayed at the Bharat Mobility Global Expo. Today is the last day of the exhibition. Visitors can visit from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. after the registration. And in cricket, India is set to face England in the first of the 5-match T20 international series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.